大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回到由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is your good friend Adam.
Good friend， 哎，你说到好朋友啊，最近跟好相关的一个东西在中国很火，它就是一部电视剧，都挺好。
So now we have a little bit of controversy though, right?
什么 controversy？ 有什么争议？
How do you translate that? All is good.Good, all is well.
诶，这部电视剧呢，因为我前段时间回国的时候，我妈妈在看，我就陪她看了两集啊。接下来呢，我就上网搜了一下，发现他们官方的英语翻译，这部戏的名字是 All is well.
Okay, so they went with well. But here's the thing, in English, you can also say all is good.
那为什么这里要用 all is well 呢？而且你也可以说你的身体很好 ，I'm well， 对不对？所以今天我们就要好好说说英文里面 well 和 good 它的区别，你平时可以怎么用？好，大家可以到我们的微信公众号“开言英语”来获取今天我们音频节目的文字版本，可以让你学得更加的扎实。OK， 那 Adam， 我们还是先来说说这部电视剧好了 ，all is well。这个戏呢，它主要是讲一家人苏家苏大强和他的三个孩子们。
Okay, so we're talking about a big family drama here.
Oh, right, family drama. I think every family has a lot of drama.
Well, that's what's funny, right? Is because this could be like a type of TV show, or it could just be our daily lives, right?
Right, our own family.
Our family has lots of drama. Fortunately, I'm very lucky. There's not a lot of drama in my family.
好，那所以这种讲家庭关系的这个戏，我们就可以叫它是一个 family drama, 是吧？
Right.
好，那刚刚说到这部戏里有一个爸爸，然后这个爸爸真的是很作啊，很难搞。
Okay, so like cranky.
Oh yeah, 我觉得这个 cranky 形容苏大强这个爸爸非常好。
Yeah, that's a great word.
我前面说的作，通常我们会说可能有些女生就比较作、但这里 cranky, 我觉得 cranky 就是用来形容任何脾气很暴躁，然后很古怪，然后 you can never make them happy 的这种人。
Right, I mean it's usually guys.
Oh, 对，
or babies, right? Or babies are cranky if you don't give them, you don't give them food. For girls, maybe, maybe more like fussy.
对，但我觉得形容苏大强 cranky 就是最适当的一个词啊。哎，也可以说 he's an old crank.
Yes, you can.
Right?
Yeah, but that also means kind of like he's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think he's kind of,
it's kind of crazy.
Because he's kind of unreasonable. 就他的女儿明玉就从小就家里很重男轻女嘛，受到歧视。然后、对 ，Anyway， 我们等一下 ，we'll get to her later. 那除了这个 cranky dad 之外呢，他有三个孩子，前两个是男孩。
Okay.
And the oldest son， 他就是最成功的那个。然后就是我们典型意义上说又成功，然后呢，他又非常的孝顺。
Oh yeah. So this question always comes up.How do you say that in English? Filial piety.
Oh, filial piety 就是孝顺的概念。那说这个儿子啊，说这个孩子很孝顺，我们可以说 he's very filial?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said that in my life.
Right, 因为这个 concept 很中国嘛。
It is really, I mean, obviously, like, we love and respect our parents, but we don't have a special word for that.
Right, but in the Chinese context, I guess you can call the oldest son, like he's very filial and he returns to China from the States.
Oh.
对，但最后发现他也不能 deal with the old cranky dad. 好，那这个 second son 呢，他是这个戏里我觉得就是一个反派的角色，因为他从小就是很被家里宠，最后一事无成，然后自己还觉得自己很厉害。
Okay, so this guy I know quite well because I was also a spoiled man child. Still am a spoiled man child.
好，我们先来看 spoiled, 就是很被宠的，被宠坏的。你可以说 someone is very spoiled.
I want a toy. I want a dog. I want a dog toy.
好 but I really like the other term you used, a man child.
Yeah.
Man 就是一个长大成人的男人啊、但他还像一个小孩一样
Right, exactly.
So you can call those kind of guys man child.
Oh, man children.
Man children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
诶，那就是只能形容男生吗？如果一个女生就是很公主病的、可以说她是一个
This is a little, just a little princess.
A little princess.
Yeah.
Okay, 好，那 let's get to 这部戏的女主角姚晨演的苏明玉so she's the youngest of the family and the only daughter. 但是呢 she wasn't spoiled.
Yeah, it sounds like she was kind of treated the opposite.
对，因为他家很重男轻女，其实爸爸妈妈都很重男轻女，所以我觉得他是从小就是很被 neglect. Neglect 就是很被忽视的，对吧？家里当你是像 transparent 透明的，对，一点都不 value 你啊。所以我们讲到这个重男轻女，英文里面。How can you say that?
Yeah, I mean, that one, there's no, again, no direct translation. In my family, I remember my cousin complaining that my grandma favored the boys over the girls.
Okay, so you can use favor boys over girls 来形容重男轻女，对吧？ Or, you know, they value boys more than girls.
Exactly.
It's the same idea.
Look down on the girls. There's lots of ways to express this.
好，总之这部戏在中国就是也引起了很大的讨论，以及a lot of people resonate with it、特别如果他自己的原生家庭也是这种样子的、那讲到原生家庭 It's your birth family? Biological?
We do have those ideas、birth family, biological family, but we usually use those when we're talking about adoption.
Oh, 所以那两个词是用来对比领养的家庭、
Right. When we want to talk about our own families, though, technical word is family of origin.
Family of origin. Origin 就是你从小生出来你的爸爸妈妈原生家庭，不是后来你结婚了，然后你自己有组织的家庭。
Right, but usually in daily speech, we'd probably just say the family you're born into.
Oh, the family you're born into, right?
So you're born into a good family, you're born into money, born into wealth.
Or you're born into a family that values or favors boys over girls.
Oh, that's terrible.
好，那 anyway, 这就是这部戏，这个 All is Well, 它的整个 premise 嘛，到最后呢，还是一个比较 there's resolution, it's a pretty happy ending. 那我们就 circle back to All is Well.
Okay.
都挺好。那你让我直接翻译这个 I probably would say all is good.
Yeah, well, there's always an old joke for, like, black comedians always laugh at white people for saying, it's all good. Right? It's all good. It's all good.
那到底 good 和 well, 我们首先就是从它这个词性的层面啦。哪一个是副词，哪一个是形容词
Okay, well, well is the adverb.
Well 是副词
Right, and good is everything. In this case, it's an adjective.
好，那 all is well 是不是在英语里比较固定的，比较 fixed 的一个说法呀
Yeah, yeah, all is well.
Like, what's the situation? How is it going? How's the family?
Right, right, or even like army communications. All is well.
对，它就现在是变成一个比较固定的说法、用来形容就整个的状况这个 situation、都还不错是吧 all、
right.
is well 所以跟 all is good 相比呢大家就把 all is well 当成一个固定搭配、而且我觉得 well 通常我们是形容比如没有人生病啊、
right.
然后就整个的 general well-being、
yeah,
这个状态是比较好的
Yeah, so I mean like I'm well or I'm not well If someone came up to me and said I'm not well I would think, oh, that's serious
对就是一个人如果跟你说 Oh, I'm not well 他的意思就是说我身体不太好、是吗
Right, or my mind
对但是就不会说 I'm not good
I'm not good, yeah, yeah, that's kind of weird
好那大家就可以记住啊这个 well 通常我们就是related to well-being 就整个的健康状况和可能心理状况
Right, so the other thing that I've always been kind of bothered by the way people talk is if I say, hey, how are you?、You know, I would expect someone to say, I'm good、But a lot of people say, I'm well
对，因为他可能在说我身体很好啊。
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, I think now I understand it better, but I think because before, usually when I ask, how are you, I'm actually asking, like, how are you doing?
Oh, okay. So, how are you, 或者 how are you doing, how have you been?、他的 response 其实用 I'm good 或者 I'm well 都行、对吧
They're both okay.
那如果别人问你 how's your family?
Oh, yeah, they're well.
They're well, 就他们还不错。
Yeah, I think as long as we have the is, how is your family, or how are you,、you can say good or well.
Okay, now what about how's work?
Okay, so that, you have a few more choices, right?、You wouldn't say work is well. All right, you could say work is good. You could say everything's going well.
Oh, everything's going well at work.
Right, yeah.
对，其实这里就回到那个词性了。我们通常会说 something is very good.
Right.
Or something is going very well.
Exactly, exactly. Now, I do hear a lot of people talk about their English. They're worried that their English, you know, maybe isn't so great.
对。
And they always say, my English is not very well.
Oh, my
English. Makes me think that it's sick, right?
好，但这里呢，其实是我们很常见的。It's a very common mistake. 这里大家一定要注意，就是当你形容自己英语水平的时候，我们要用 good 或者bad 来形容，因为之前我和 Spencer 做了一期节目，也说到就是 my English is very poor， 也不太常用嘛。好，那还是回到说你的这个英语好还是不好啊 ？So either your English is very good, or it's not all that good.
The thing is, you can also use good to talk about your English if you say something like, he or she speaks good English.
对，但是为什么它会 confusing 呢？你会想到 well 呢？就是因为 you can also say she speaks English very well. 对，所以这个就是词性，大家一定要注意。你如果要用 well 来形容自己的英语水平呢，那一定要加一个动词，要加 speak.
Yeah, yeah. Now, remember what I said before about good, how it kind of is everything? Usually when it comes before a noun, then you know that you want to say good. Like, so for example, a good job, good English, good day.
Right.
But you would never really say like, well day, well job.
是，就是形容词后面加名词，对吗？那么副词呢，我们前面就要有一个动词来修饰它。
Right.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，就以几个例子来跟大家展现一下 good 和 well 的区别。那 Adam, 我先问你了。How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Yeah, I saw Connor.
Oh, how's Connor? Speaking of Connor.
Yeah, he's doing well.
He's doing well?
Yeah, he was pretty down there, but now he's doing pretty well.
你不是还去牙医了吗? So how was the dentist?
Oh, that's right. Connor and I went together, and, you know, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it went pretty well.
It went well. You know, when we saw the bill, that wasn't so good. But, you know, I mean, it was a nice day, so all is well.
OK, 那我们今天的节目就到这里，希望大家除了又重温了一下都挺好，这部剧呢也分清楚了 good 和 well 的区别，以及在日常口语当中你可以怎么来使用它们。好，那我们今天的节目就结束了，但是开言英语呢还有一个完整的会员课程库，如果你下定决心想要好好学英语的话呢，它也会是你非常好的一个良师益友。大家可以下载开言英语的 app， 或者到我们的公众号点击菜单免费试用，然后在这课程库里呢，我们有不同级别啊，从浅到深1000多节的会员课程，然后都是由我们北美的主播为大家精心编写和讲解的。那另外作为会员呢，你还可以加入开言的会员微信学习群，有班主任每天带着你一起学习，学习一年只要618。感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Bye guys, be good.